Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Sheni, in Parshas Shemini. Vayikra v'sa'ola v'yaseh kamishpat. And he brought the Ola offering. He performed it in accordance with its law. Vayikra v'es ha'mincha v'yimale kapo mimeno v'yaktera al ha'mizbeach milvad olas ha'boker. And he brought the mincha meal offering and he filled his hand with it and burnt it on the mizbeach. Besides the mincha that accompanied the Ola offering, the Chizkuni and Sforno both say that this also is an extra mincha offering which was brought. And the Rambad adds that this is a voluntary, an endava offering, not an obligation offering, not from the Ola or the mincha of the nation or of the Tamid. It is its own offering. Vayishchat es ha-shor, es ha-ayel, zevach ha-shlamim asher la'am. And he shechted the bull and the ram. It is a shlamim offering for the nation. And Bnei Aaron prepared the blood from it, and they threw it all around the corners of the mizbeach. V'yes ha'chalavim min ha'shor u'min ha'ayil ha'alya. And he took the fats from the bull and from the ram, and that which covers the kidneys and the diaphragm and the liver. And he placed the fats on the chests, and he burnt the fats on the mizbeach. After waving them, the waving Kohen gave them to another Kohen, and this inverted the order, placing the higher portions on the bottom. V'yes ha'chazos v'yes shok ha'yamin hinif aron tenufa lifnei ha'ashem ka'asher tziva ha'ashem Moshe. And the chests and the front right leg, Aaron waved a waving offering before Hashem, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am vivarchem vayered me'asos ha'chatas v'ha'ola v'ashlamim. And Aaron raised his hands to the nation and blessed them and descended from performing the chatas, the ola, and the shlamim. Rashi says the bracha is birkas kohanim and that he descended from the mizbeach. Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron El Ohamoid, Vayetsu, Vivarchu Es Ha'am, Vayera, Kvod Hashem El Ha'am. And Moshe and Aaron went into the Ohamoid, and they came out and blessed the people, and the glory of Hashem was revealed in front of the entire nation. Rashi asks, why did Aaron and Moshe go into the Ohamoid? And says from a Braisa in Taros Kohanim that Moshe was teaching Aaron how to do the Ketores. And furthermore, he learns something differently, that the going into the Ohel Moed and the coming down from the Mizbeach both required that he bench the nation, give a blessing to the nation, and both of them must be avodos. They must be sacrificial acts, and therefore it must be that he's learning the Maisa Ketores in the Ohel Moed, that that's why they went in. Furthermore, Aaron saw that their Shechina did not descend when he brought his korbanos, and became sad, and said that Kadosh Baruch Hu was still angry at him from the Chet HaEgel, and that's why the Shechina did not descend. And he said, Moshe, my brother, look what you did to me. I went in, and I was embarrassed. And Moshe immediately went in and beseeched Hashem's mercy, and then the Shechina descended. Rashi continues that they emerged from the tent, they exited the tent, they blessed the nation. V'inom Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, that Hashem's sweetness should be on us, and that he should find pleasure in our work. May it be Hashem's will that the Shechina dwells in our handiwork. As Moshe served for 7 days in the Mishkan to inaugurate it, and the Shechina did not descend. He took it apart and put it together, and still the Shechina did not descend. And Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, how is it possible? We worked so hard. How do we know that the sin of the golden calf was forgiven? And Moshe said, this is what will happen. If you remember in the sixth pasuk, this is what you will do to see the Shekhinah descend. Aaron, my brother, is greater than me. Through him a korbanos will be brought, and through his avoda, the Shekhinah will dwell on you, and you'll know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him.